Blog Talk Radio.
This is an unlawful gathering. The truth is out there.
This is the underground. This is New Media. This is the underground. This is New Media.
Ranger fans, remember what's the critical thinking hanger? Ranger fans, remember what's the critical thinking hanger?
And now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers.
This is New York Rangers hockey.
Good evening and welcome to Blue Shirt Underground Radio, Friday, June 1st. 114 fun loving degrees in Mesa, Arizona today. Eddie, how are you?
Mesa, the sweat is on your face. Wow. Well,
you don't sweat in a dry heat.
Oh, in a dry heat.
You just explode.
I always pull that humidity bit like in the middle of January. This humidity is a bitch. People just look at me. Crazy. That shit cray, as they say in the hood. Anyway, yes. I'm in a very good mood for not being in the Stanley Cup. Well, for my team not being in the Stanley Cup.
Well, you know, because they've been in the Stanley Cup twice in the last 40 years. It's not exactly new territory.
I was starting to get used to the whole playoff thing. It was day after day, and I'll tell you, I think all the oxygen is gone and all the tension, and I think that's why I'm happy. It's just the nervousness and all you had, the emotions involved in this stuff. And, hey, you see what happened when you got a breakaway on Martin Brodeur? What happens? You get a goal.
Yeah.
Good things happen when you get odd man rushes.
Yeah, huh?
So, I'm back to being positive about the Rangers again. I don't know. I just want the Devils to lose, and then we can get on with the business at hand, and that's becoming the Stanley Cup champions next year. You know,
next year. Well, providing their all-star sniper forward has recovered from his injury. If you haven't heard, Marion Gaborik was announced today that he has a torn rotator cuff. It's affecting his pitching arm, and he'll be out 5 to 6 months.
Yeah, that's a biggie. This explains a lot. I mean, it doesn't, you know, me and Jim were talking before the show started that, you know, this does explain a lot, but it also, the frustration that I still have of some of those missed shots, even with the torn rotator cuff, it's still not going to go away with Gaborik, but this explains a whole lot. And what did you say when I said, oh, you know, he missed a couple shots there that were like, and you were like, what'd you say?
He could have took his skate off and batted it in with his foot.
And it looks like he sustained the injury in the Ottawa series. That's what they're saying.
Which explains why he had 7 points against the Capitals. Bum, bum,
right.
Bum,
wow. he certainly was not the scoring machine or the scoring threat that he was in the regular season. We all know that. Although he did get that triple overtime goal, which will reign in Ranger history. It was one of the greatest goals of all time. And Coast of the Crazy Greek, living up to his name, please don't squeeze the Gaborik. Yeah, he only played 92 games before he got hurt. Put it back in your pants with this Glasserick I'm hearing all this stuff. And he's injury prone. He's been fairly healthy as a Ranger. He hasn't been. And he produces. Give me somebody who produces in this town and, you know, listen. I got no qualms with him.
You will champion his cause.
I don't know if you've had a rotator cuff injury, but that is a bitch. I mean, that is tough. That is a tough injury. You're no wimp if you could play 2 months with that thing. So I don't harbor any ill will towards him at all. I'm not going to peg him. You know, if it was Derek Stepan or Dubinsky, you guys, you know. they stunk when they were healthy.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was my first reaction was, gee, did Boyle, Dubinsky, Stepan, did they have torn rotator cuffs too?
I'm telling you.
What about Richards?
I don't know, man. It's going to be tough. I mean, I know you wanted to wait for this show. I'm interested to see where you are on all these guys. Maybe I'll start the whole thing by throwing names out, and maybe everybody in the chat room. And first of all, we get your thing, and they can add in as well. Would you like to do that? Or, you know, did you have?
Sure.
I know. Okay.
Sure.
Well, okay. Well, let's start with the guy with just the aforementioned Brad Richards. What do you give him? Where are you with him and his playoff performance?
You want his play? You want my playoff assessment, or you just my overall assessment?
I want your. Well, we know the overall assessment. I mean, oh, okay. Give me his. How about this? You thought he was going to provide for the Rangers? What he did for the Rangers, and then what he did for the playoffs? Because it was the biggest signing, obviously, in the NHL.
Yeah. He definitely rose to the occasion in some very big moments. I do think he had some trouble. I think he had some trouble adjusting to the style of play, and maybe it was a little bit of an adjustment to New York itself. Overall, I'll give him a B on the season.
Now, how about
I think Ranger fans who have been calling him a bust since January are fucking morons. First of all. And I don't care if some of them listen to this show, okay? If you're listening to me on the podcast, I know nobody here in the chat room has been on him like that hard. But if any of you idiots are listening to this podcast and you've been on him since December calling him a bust, you're a fucking moron, okay? So I don't think – did I expect more out of him? No, I don't know. I think by the time it was all said and done, I think his numbers played out right about where he was expected, maybe a little lower than what we expected, but you know, he got really hot and that kind of saved his season. He was almost like a Keith Hernandez season where he'd hit .230 until July.
Right.
And then he'd hit .410 in July and it would bail out his season and he'd wind up at .305, you know. It was that Keith Hernandez used to do that. But I'm okay with Brad Richards.
Did you expect more from him in the Devil Series?
I expected more from a lot of guys in the Devil Series. He's just one of several.
All right. Well, let's move on to I think we've covered Gaborik. They're talking in the chat room. Let's go right into the Lion's Den with Michael Delzato.
Solid regular season. His offense is – his defense is better than I thought it would be this year. But his – I mean, obviously, he is still an offensive defenseman. Putrid in the playoffs. Absolutely.
Really? He's gone putrid.
Disastrous. disastrous. I mean, he was terrible. And I'm not just talking about post Nana Delzato leaving us. Okay? All right? That was very sad. We will all miss Nana Delzato. But he was terrible before that. Okay? I said it at our viewing party, which was before, which we still had Nana Delzato on the roster when we had the viewing party. I said it to anybody who would listen. I have never seen, I've said it on this show, never seen a defenseman in my life who loses more pucks at the blue line than Michael Delzato. Pre and post Nana Delzato. Putrid in the playoffs. Needs to work on his, but.
So if your lips are wet and ready to go, hold on.
Thank you, Paulie. Nice to see you. I hope your numbers were good enough that you'll keep the show.
All right, so go ahead.
I still have the utmost faith in him. I am completely aware of the fact that he is 21 or 22? I am not one of these Ranger fans that is absolutely convinced that he is a lousy hockey player. I think he's good. I think he's going to get better. And I think he has a future with the Rangers.
Okay, I'm going to give you my assessment.
And Joe Catrone, you know what? 20 playoff games? Fuck that. How many playoff games does Chris Kreider have? I don't care. It doesn't matter. Throw it out. Chris Kreider made that irrelevant. I don't care how many playoff games. There were 20 more games. He was putrid in the playoffs. Absolutely putrid. Anyway.
Are you done arguing the chat?
I'm ornery today. I like it.
I'm just going to fire questions at you all night. Usually I'm the one all picked off. I'm going to give Delzato a solid regular season. I thought he played a good two-way game. I think his offense, it kind of comes and goes, and I'd like to see it more consistent. In the playoffs, I thought in the early series, he was good, okay. In the Devil series, he was abominable. I mean, he was a disgrace out there. But then again, a lot of Ranger defensemen kind of wilted. I thought Strowman wilted in the Devil series. They were basically left with three guys playing defense at a high level. And basically those three guys were playing most of the minutes. I'd say four. Four of them were still playing, but three. I'm going back to three. So that's what they did with Delzato. Again, he's 21. I can live with it. I know already they're talking about him in trade rumors, and I was glad to see that Glenn Saylor said that we're not trading any kids when they had asked him about Kreider being traded and being involved in trades. I hope he is including the 21-year-old Michael Delzato in that.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but if I don't,
go ahead.
I'll forget. You know, and I was going to get on Tortorella's case because he went on the radio the other day and called some of the guys that cover the team idiots. The guys that cover the team on a regular basis, like Andrew Gross, Pat Leonard, and you know those guys, he called them idiots. And I was going to get on him about that. But when they asked Glenn Sather a question in the end of May, are you going to trade Chris Kreider? If he wasn't going to trade him in March, knowing nothing about what he could do in the NHL, do people really think they think about trading him now? And they better not fucking trade him because I got the T-shirt.
You got the T-shirt. You were the first one to get it.
That's right. I was like one of the first on the block.
I was very jealous of you.
I mean, really?
To get his fat ass down to that Modell, but still. So did he? I didn't hear this radio interview. Did he finger point, or did he just say New York media in general?
He just said, I can pull up some of the quotes. Something, guys that cover the team, they think they know hockey. They don't know anything about hockey. He called them idiots. No, I mean, that was his exact words.
You know, what is wrong with this guy? You know, And I've just been corrected by our producer, Joe Catroni, that Delzato is now 22. That's breaking news. He's just turned 22, and his grandmother died.
I said 21 or 22.
I know. I was saying 21.
Oh.
Oh. All right, so anyway.
Oh, good for you!
Good Catroni. For you! Where is that? I'll find it. But,
there missed a whoopee in the chat room in there. He's got all the answers.
Hey, listen, somebody's got to correct this. You know how they keep this, what is that, like on Pawn the Interruption, where you say something and the guy keeps totals of all the erroneous things they said in the broadcast? Forget about it on this show. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about half the time.
Erroneous.
Erroneous on both counts.
Erroneous.
Joe Erroneous. I'm going to call him now.
Erroneous.
So Jim Catroni is going to be Joe Erroneous. Where were we? We were talking Delzato. Again, consistency is his biggest problem, and, he'll find his way. Not all players respond. Kreider comes in. You want to talk about a guy who's been a dog in the playoffs, and he's getting passed by Ranger fans because he's quote-unquote young. It's Derek Stepan. Two playoffs in a row. Stick of Rudy. What's going on with this kid? I'm getting worried. I'm about to sell on Derek Stepan.
He's almost outside your circle of trust. And once you're out, there's no getting back in.
I mean, and it's like Rock at the end of the last broadcast says, he doesn't win face-offs. He's terrible at face-offs.
Oh, yeah.
If he's not going to be able to get 20, 25 goals, and he's not going to, I mean, he did get more goals this year, but he's not going to be a playmaker, then what the hell is he? What is he doing out there then? Again, a young player, I'm being critical of him because I expect more from him. This is a guy that I think has within him to be even a better player. Now, maybe I'm not trying to rush him along, but the playoffs, playoffs are a big deal, and he's supposed to be a leader. This is one of these guys, he's supposed to be one of these character guys that, he just couldn't break free. I was waiting to hear he had an injury, especially from an Orr pick hit. I don't know if that's still, if that
seems to be some school of thought amongst the our Ranger brethren and sistren. I don't know, what do you call the women part of the brethren? The sisterhood.
Of the Ranger fans. Sisterhood of the Ranger hockey fans.
The sisterhood of the traveling Cooperalls. anyway, some school had thought that he hasn't been the same player since the Orr pick hit, which may be true. I'm not real worried about Derek Stepan.
He should.
I'm not real worried about him. Numbers were okay. Maybe it's just a...
Erroneous!
Erroneous.
Erroneous. Erroneous on both counts.
Thank you, Paulie.
Everything is now. Thank you,
Paulie. Everything is Paulie. I don't even know if Paulie could spell erroneous. Anyway. I'm not worried about Derek Stepan. Hey, you know what? Maybe he just turns out to be the third line center and you got a guy that can put up 50 points on the third line. Considering our third line puts up no points. Our third line should be our fourth line. Our fourth line should be in Hartford.
All right.
That's besides
the point. Don't take my feelings into consideration. How about Artemon and Hall? Give it to me straight. I want everybody to give it to me straight.
You know, I think Artie, I like Artie. I really do, and I see things in his game that I really like, but I can't figure out why he doesn't score more. I thought he'd give them a little more offensively. And it just seems to come in spurts with him. He didn't have a bad season either. 16 goals, 20 assists. I don't know. I'm all right with Artie, too. Maybe Artie could be a fourth-line center. Then we'd have a fourth-line center who could score 30.
Well, that's his problem. I mean, listen, I'm a defendant. I think he's a great two-way player. I thought in a couple of those Devil games, he's actually one of the Rangers' better players. But the thing is with Tortorella with him, and it's a problem with Artie, it's a confidence thing. Tortorella, when he's playing on a gas line, the points come. But, again, when you're playing with Eddie Geich and, you know, Mike Rupp on the fourth line, the points aren't going to come.
Well, when the gas line is
promoted immediately.
When the gas line is Geich and Isimov and Schmiedeberg, then he's got problems.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm not saying it's all Tortorella's fault, because I do think he loses confidence too fast, and I think that's why he doesn't score more goals. And I think that usually happens after he gets demoted and he disappears for 15 games because, you know, take 10 games for him to, you know, for Tortorella to shuffle him back into a line that has a chance of scoring. And
right.
I'll get to the whole third and fourth line thing.
Howie said, if it was Schmiedeberg, Geich, and Anisimov, it would be the SAG line.
Yeah, really? Are you telling me? So, that's good. The SAG line, I like that. I don't know. I think we've got to change gears with the fourth line and that third line. I think I think we have to get faster. Not necessarily smaller, but faster. You cannot have that fourth line like it is with these lumbering guys. You got to have these, you know, guys who are big, who can be physical. But the age of fighting and all that stuff, it's over. It's fading fast. And you see in the playoffs, it's non-existent. So you lose a lot. And we'll see how much the Rangers feel about that. You know, Brandon Prust is going to be a UFA. Whether they re-sign him. Now, where are you on Brandon Prust? Give me your evaluation of him, and then whether you think the Rangers should re-sign him at the end of the year. Well, it is the end of the year. Re-sign him.
I'm okay with Brandon. Here's my problem. There are too many fourth-liners on this team. Some of them have to go, okay? And like you said, you know, this isn't 19... This isn't 19. I'm not even going to say 94. This isn't 1992 or 93 anymore. Teams are putting fourth lines out there that could score. You need look no further than the Eastern Conference Finals for that. You know, this isn't where you know, these aren't the days where you roll out, you know, McTavish and who the fuck else was on that fourth line with McTavish? But you get what I'm saying.
It wasn't Lawner. No,
he was on the second line. Or, yeah. But anyway, you know what I'm saying. You can barely put a fourth line out there that can't score. The Rangers are putting a third and fourth line out there that can't score. They're putting two fourth lines out there. And yeah, I know we got to block shots, so we got to play defensively responsible, and death is death, and all of that shit. But you know what? You got to put a fourth line out there that's got some ability beyond blocking shots.
Yes. Exactly. They've got to be a threat.
I think Noonan was on the third line, wasn't he? I don't remember Noonan being out there with McTavish. Was it Noonan?
It was 18 years ago. I don't know what the fuck
was. So, I don't have a problem with Prust coming back. Okay. I can't think of a better way to put this except to say I don't have a problem with Prust coming back. I don't have a problem with Rupp being back. I don't necessarily have a problem with Fedotenko being back. I don't have a problem with being back. But I have a problem with all of them being back. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense. Now Boyle, he's still on the contract though, right?
Yeah, I'm just talking in terms of, you know, the whole how the team's gonna look going forward.
All right. Everyone's going to hate me for this. Well, maybe he won't. And I know people are going to say, well, who are you going to get to replace him? But you know what? Enough. Brandon Prust, I love you. You are a great Ranger. We've got to move on. I know it's going to be a tough breakup. You're a guy. We can find a better player out there. I'm sorry. What do you have, 8 goals in the regular season, something like that? If he had that many, I don't know. Just, he's a gamer, but we've got to. Fedotenko, you're 47, whatever you are. You played good in the playoffs, but I can't keep you around just for the playoffs. You know, you're supposed to be a playoff performer. We've got to move on. Who was the other guy you mentioned? Rupp.
Fedotenko,
goodbye.
Rupp.
Goodbye. Sorry, Mike Rupp. No one wants to fight you, and when you do fight, you can't fight.
You're not that
good of a fighter. You're not fast. You're not bringing a lot to the team other than the locker room. You've got to go.
Thanks for the Winter Classic.
Thanks for the Winter Classic. We love you. This is business. I need to get, and somebody strike me dead for saying this, we need to get those idiot players like, Steven Gionta, these idiot morons who can skate, get around the net, have some kind of speed, some kind of scoring touch, where we can approach maybe 10 goals. You cannot have 2 lines that are just completely devoid of any offensive talent. I'm sorry. It's not like they forecheck these third and fourth lines to death. They're in their own zone blocking shots on every shift. Don't like it. There's got to be a change. There's got to be a change in the philosophy of getting it. Now you can say, well, who are you going to put in there? Well, I think there's certainly guys you can plug in for those guys. They're around the league. It does take a lot of, So that's where I am with the Rangers right now. I thought, we took care of the first. 2 years ago, we were searching for a first line. I think we got the first line out. Last year, we were looking for a second line. I think we kind of got that. Now we got to start working on the periphery things, the third and fourth things. Brian Boyle, to me, I'm not as hard on him as you, but he's got to score more. In the playoffs, other than in that one game, he looked awful scoring-wise. The whole team did. So right now, I'm in favor of a total rehaul of the aged, the infirmed, and the of the third and fourth line, and slow. I don't want anybody who's slow. You know? You got to have some good speed.
Right. Yeah, John Mitchell, here's another one. We didn't even get to it. He's got enough of him, too. He's another one. Well, you add him to the list. I don't have a problem with him coming back either, as long as I don't see him on the power play. But you just can't have 10 guys on this team
right. That
are so inept at scoring. Can't.
You don't necessarily have to be big in order to get a good forecheck going. I think the Rangers' best line all year, and forechecking was when they played together, was Dubinsky, Callahan, and this. Callahan is the Rangers' best forechecker on the team. He's not big. You don't have to have size in this league. Things are changing. I mean, you saw in the playoffs, these weren't wars really physically. I mean, the Ottawa series was kind of, there was a lot of chippiness. There was one guy, Chris Neal, The Capitals, there was nothing. The Devils, there was nothing except for, Clarkson and maybe. You got to have guys and Clarkson's a guy who can play the game. I mean, you've got to come with that kind of approach. The problem is, this guy doesn't trust anybody. He's got a problem. We would have all joked if Casey Willman had gotten some playing time in the playoffs over John Mitchell. But you know what? I would have been excited to see Casey Willman. I know nothing about Casey Willman other than we got him from the Wild. Okay? But I've got I have to know that Casey Wellman in one game probably could have shown me more than John Mitchell did. I mean, I know it sounds preposterous, but the fact that no one is going to get a chance. What happened?
Sorry.
So I don't know. They've got to get faster and speedier and have a good forechecking third and fourth line. That's where I'm at.
Agree with you wholeheartedly. And I apologize. I don't know if you're following along in the chat room, but there's something going on at Citi Field. That's all I'm going to say.
Uh-oh.
So everybody in the chat room's watching it. I've got it on the little they're doing a live look in on Mets.com, and I'm kind of that's why you might have heard me randomly clapping while you were talking.
Oh, I didn't see this. Oh, I won't mention it. And it's funny. I had just talked about this with somebody the other day, and wow, this could be history. All
yeah.
right, now.
So we'll follow it along. We should have somebody call in and play the audio over the phone. What do we care?
Yeah.
What are they going to do, kick us off this network? We're the best thing on this network.
That's right. We got the best audience and, frankly, the best hosts.
That's right.
So,
Ebony Radio. Who's that?
How about Anton Strowman?
He won't be back.
What do you give him on the season? What do you give him in the playoffs?
I think you got to grade Strowman on a curve. I mean, this guy walked in off the street. Supposedly the coach didn't know who he was. And, I mean, this guy was top four defenseman for a good portion of the season. I'm giving him a B+. Offensively and defensively. B+.
Big,
thank you for your service,
support.
Sir. And you won't be back.
Yeah. You won't be back either. Big surprise. Could have held the fort down until Stahl got back and into the groove.
Joe, to answer your question, I don't think he's coming back because he doesn't think he's coming back. The way he talked to the media the other day, he doesn't expect to be back. And Joe D gave you your answer. Tim Erickson should be. If he's got to be ready. Tim Erickson. It's time. It's time.
Yeah.
Tim Erickson time. All right, now where's my – bring back the live look in here on the baseball game, please. Anyway, yeah. Well, they were doing a live look in on the – I was just following the box score on Mets.com.
Oh.
And then a window popped up, and all of a sudden the game started playing, and I clicked over to it, and it says MLB live look in. So I just muted it so that I could hear you, and I was just kind of watching along while we were talking. But now they've cut it out. Maybe they'll bring it back for the bottom of the ninth. We'll see.
Now, I think I see the chat room was switched to McElrath and where he fits in. I think he's going to get a long look at camp. And he may actually play the minimum amount of games before he has to either go back to juniors or – I think he may actually make the team. I mean, it'll depend on his camp. But
What kind of didn't he sign an AHL contract?
Did he? I've been out of the loop. So
the chat room will.
I thought it was an amateur.
Yeah, I think Gina's saying I think he's done with juniors. I think he signed an AHL.
Oh, he did. Okay. See, I told you. Thank God we have Joe Aronius, Catronius. $1.3 million, looks like. So, there you go. I think he may have a good shot at making the team. And you're going to have a young defense back there. But then again, you've got Stahl and Girardi. They're seasoned, So you got to – and also please forgive me for not being up. I've kind of like – I was telling you, I kind of purged myself from all Ranger stuff since the playoffs ended. I've kind of like been out of the loop.
For your Star Trek fans, he went through Kolin Aru. the Vulcan purging.
Oh, good for you.
I think McElrath provide, well, because if I understand it right, he's got the AHL contract, so you know he's going to start the year in Connecticut, and I think they'll do with him what they did with McDonough, and what they did with, I mean, you know, with McDonough and then with Erickson. McDonough just came up and they couldn't send McDonough back to Hartford because he played so well, you know, when they brought him up, and I think they'll do the same thing with McElrath. I think providing he deserves it, when they need a defenseman, maybe he gets a call up. And if not, he'll spend the whole year in the A. And that's okay. He's only 2 years out of his
draft. Come on, he can play Bickle's 3 minutes.
That's true. Doesn't look like – I don't – you heard about Michael Sauer, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't
sound Tortorella right. Tortorella said that he may even be available for next camp.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's going to go by the way of the great Richard Gott, who was a Ranger, who got punched in the face and never played a game. Again, actually.
Who was that? What was that name?
Richard Scott.
Oh, Richard Scott. Okay.
He was a redhead. We used to call him the redheaded stepchild. I think it was Berube. I don't know who punched him right in the face, and he never played again. Richard Scott. Let's try to get him on the show. So
yeah,
Michael's out there. That's terrible.
Played 5 games in 2002 and 5 games in 2003-04. Game with Rangers, December 4th, 2003.
Does it have any... there's no notes?
It's Rangers.com. You know. Here. Eric Cairns.
Eric Cairns, there you go.
Knocked him out. And it's right here on YouTube. This fight ended Richard Scott's career.
There
here we go. Sam Rosen with the video. Oh, my. Hold on. I'll give you guys the link. Holy shit. This
guy, I told you.
He's getting the Scott beat out of him.
I'll never forget
my
that.
My goodness.
See, I can't remember when McElrath was signed, but I remember Richard Scott. This is how my memory's working.
Yabby, yabby, oi.
I want to watch this fight, too.
So, yeah, enjoy the fight. So, where are we at? 646-478-4692, if you guys want to call in and chime in on particular players. We'll let Eddie take a moment there to watch that video. Let's see. It is apparently still the bottom of the eighth, I guess. Yes, bottom of the eighth still. I don't know, one out, it looks like. I don't know how far behind the website is, but so we'll see if Johan can get it done. Rangers signed. What's the guy's name? Michael Stivic, the meathead.
Marek Rivik. I'm riveted to the screen when this guy plays. I love this signing, Jim.
Guy
is a Czechoslovakian product. He comes out. He's got sick moves. Great moves. Comes, he plays the playoffs with Well. He plays 9 games in the playoffs. That's all the games he played. He gets 5 goals and 4 assists. He's an offensive force. I think he's got a chance. I think it's a good depth signing, and he may have a chance now that Zuccarello's gone to maybe win a spot. Again, it's going to be another Evgeny Grachev for all we know. But from what I've seen, I think this kid has got some potential. I thought it was a really shrewd signing by the Rangers to get him signed with the Whale. And I think I like him. I think it is. Jeff Gorton is doing a great job as assistant GM. And now they're also looking into this other guy from Wisconsin. who was drafted by Anaheim. For some reason, he doesn't want to. Doesn't like Disneyland. He doesn't want to.
Schultz.
I know nothing. Justin Schultz, but the Clips will fly when he's on. If we sign him, and a lot of teams are in the running to try to sign this guy, Justin Schultz. He's a defenseman, though. That's the problem. But you know, listen, it cannot hurt to have so many defensemen. You know, you saw with Stahl and Sauer, injuries happen, and to have good defensemen, he's an offensive defenseman, which I think we sorely need.
Yeah.
I know nothing. Nothing.
Oh no.
What?
I'm watching the Richard Scott fight.
Oh.
Oh.
The one against Karen?
Sorry.
Yeah, it was bad.
I had forgotten how awful that was. Okay. Now back to business.
And the Rangers also signed Jesper Fast. Last round draft pick in, I believe, 2010. Coming off that, he had a horrific ankle injury last year, but fully recovered. Fast forechecking specialist. Another guy. See, now there's a guy you put on a fourth line. Guy who's fast. Give us a little speed. Forechecking specialist. Right.
You know who would be perfect too? As a
Freddie
guy.
Schuster.
No, we just stop with the Freddie Schuster. You love that guy.
I don't love him. I like him. He was fun to watch.
He's fast. If he is
Matt Stahl.
Get me off track here. You know who would be good if he can bounce back from the concussion is Ryan Bourque. He's that type of player. He's fast. He's a forechecker. He's going to hound you. That's the type of player the Rangers need. But again, he's a small dude. He's 5'9", so I know how everybody feels about height.
Never going to play a game for the Rangers.
Really? You're on?
I just have a feeling. You hear nothing of him.
Well, he's better.
You don't hear. There's nothing. There's no buzz about him. You know, nothing. I'm telling you, he'll never play a game for the Rangers.
So, talk about an organization that had Aaron Vares play for them. Okay.
I'm sorry. What?
I know you're very distracted right now.
No, you were cutting out, so I didn't hear.
Oh,
you.
Oh, I was. Right. I'm sorry. No, I was saying you have to remember that this is a team that employed Aaron Vares and Patrick Rissmiller.
Oh, is that my cue?
Nah, you're not thinking about it. But the Rangers
have agreed to terms with Aaron Vares, Patrick Rissmiller, Steve Valiquette, Michael Roosevelt, and Wade Redden.
They get that yakety sax of Benny Hill music. What a shit parade.
The New York Rangers have announced the signing of Aaron Vares, Stephen Valiquette, Patrick Rissmiller, Michael Roosevelt.
Oh,
you know, we haven't heard in a while.
Yes. So, great opera man singing Vores, no Moros.
Mets.com has gone back to the live looking. One out in the top of the ninth. Holy shit.
Wow. Can we end the show now so I can watch the game?
And I have a message for Joe Catrone from a mutual friend of ours who says, don't fuck it up for the Mets.
Tell
Joe.
Him I don't want it.
Joe and I have a mutual friend in Florida. And he just texted me and said, put the game on right now. And I said, I'm watching it online and doing a show and talking to Catrone. He goes, tell Catrone not to fuck it up.
That's funny. Yeah, I got people calling here now.
I'm surprised my dad hasn't texted me. Or maybe he's just trying not to jinx it.
Oh, come on. Let's not talk about anything. I'll talk about hockey because I can't think about this. This would be a monkey off our backs, literally. So the Rangers are going to have a lot now. The Parisi talk has turned into a total circus. But before I get to that, are you doing a show here with me or what?
Hey, this is a big, I mean, this is a big moment in history.
Let's end the show now and let's watch the game.
No, it's all right. Let's go put the game on. We can have silence.
I can't. I'm in front of the computer.
I got to do what I did. Put on Mets.com.
All right.
Get there, kid. Get there. There. Two outs. Two outs in the ninth. Go put it on.
Where am I? Group tickets, Mets.com. No.
Yeah, Mets.com. That's where they're doing the live looking, although they may black it out for you because you're in the area.
Oh, great. I can't get there. No. I'm going to miss this.
You got the TV on? Put on channel 216 or 215. Whichever
go
one's
on.
MLB.
Whatever SNY is, 63.
Well, I won't get that.
Well, can we explain to the folks listening to the podcast what the hell is
wrong? No, we can't.
We can't. Well, anyway.
Anywho.
People saying Parisi's going to Detroit, whatever. I wanted to get this whole thing about Ranger fans focusing on the Devils not being able to sell out. I mean, it's embarrassing for them, but I don't want to talk about the Devils. I don't want to focus because I think that's what we would do. I mean, they would do to us, and we call them out on that.
214. 214. No. There you go. No. Yeah, go to that one. Sorry.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, try that one.
Hold on one second.
Yeah. Hold that thought, Ranger fans. Oh. Cancel that. Hit the guide again. I'm sorry. Scroll up one. What's next? Oh, there you go. Go to that one. Sorry, I had the channel wrong. Watch. All right, now we got it on the TV here. Now I'm standing in my hallway watching on the TV. And Ranger fans, sorry. You guys will have to owe us one. Yeah! All right! First no-hitter in New York Mets history. Wow! Congratulations, Joe Montana.
Yeah!
Wow.
Holy manolis.
Never thought I'd live to see it. Really
me
didn't.
Me either.
Never thought I'd live to see it.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Oh.
Here's my dad calling. Watch. Hold on. Wait. What? You didn't want to call me because you didn't want to jinx it? I'm actually in the middle of a show, and then we found out what was going on, and Eddie and I are both watching the game while we're doing the show, and then we both kind of stopped to go ahead and watch TV. So I'll call you back. All right, bye.
Sorry, Ranger fans, but
do I know my dad or do I know my dad? He didn't want to call me because he didn't want to jinx him.
Unbelievable! 100.
Did you ever say? I mean,
no.
And I mean, you know, for him to, for Santana to do it, that's pretty incredible because he's not a guy that often goes nine innings either.
Threw 134 pitches. I'm sure Joe Erroneous will say, no, he threw 135. But,
And where's Robbie? Of all nights.
All right. So I have to say, it's, yeah, that's true. I didn't hear Howie's call. But anyway, that's fantastic for the Mets to finally, I mean, finally, you know, they're having a decent season. I don't want to turn this into a baseball show, but obviously it's a big night in New York sports. And a lot of us.
And there's a lot of us that are Met fans that never, ever thought we'd live to see this. Like my father, who just called me.
It's funny, I was talking to my trainer the other day, and this guy's like 22, but I got to tell you, he knows the Mets, I'm going to say, better than anybody I know. For his age, his Mets, I'm going to get a phone call now, I'm going to, the Mets acumen that this kid has is unbelievable. Like, I'll be like, you know, he's 22, and I'm like, how'd the Mets get David Cohn? And he'd be like, Ed Hearn, marginal catcher.
That's right.
Like, he knows. Yeah. He knows, like, for a 22-year-old kid to know this stuff. And I said, well, he's going to ask questions. So I was like, you know, I go, well, how many no-hitters are the – I didn't know how no-hitters of the Mets had in their history. And he said none. And obviously that was right. He goes, that's so easy. And it turns out, 2 days later, boom, bang, shbing.
There you go.
Santana, who gets no run support, gets run support.
Yeah, tonight
and,
he gets eight.
Yeah.
NYR fan in New Jersey says, big effing deal, I've seen three Yankee no-hitters. Two by ex-Mets. Exactly. Yeah, Joe just said it to him. Yeah, two by ex-Mets.
Yeah.
Cone and Doc.
Exactly. So, unbelievable. We can actually say we got one. And this is also another recollection while I'm riffing on this, is that I was in a game at the Arlington Park there. And this is before the Rangers won a World Series, right? Texas recently. I don't follow baseball. Like,
no, they haven't won a World Series.
They haven't won one. They were in a World Series, though, right?
Yes, yes. Last year.
Last year, okay. So I was like, you know, and we used to say, we never won a World Series. Had season tickets since the place opened, this dude. He goes, I've seen a lot of no-hitters, though. I said, yeah, you did. I see none. And now, it's unbelievable.
Oh, here we go. Ready? Oh, here we go.
Meet some Mets, step right up and greet some Mets. Bring your kitty, bring your wife. Guaranteed to have the time of your life, because the Mets are really socking the ball, knocking those home runs over the wall.
All right. And, you know, Yankee fans, oh, so what? Who cares about the Mets? Fuck all of you. Because you know what? We have very few things to cheer about. So give us a minute, will you? Who cares? We've had three. We had 27 rings. We had Joe DiMaggio. Fuck you. Nobody cares.
So what are we going to do, a Mets show now?
Have a little fun. What was that?
You do a Mets show every week now?
Oh, yeah. Let's not get crazy.
Meet some Mets. Step right up and greet some Mets. Bring your kitty.
So, anyway, all right. Congratulations to the Mets. Robbie would have loved this. He would have been in his glory. 10, 15 minutes, the Mets dominated this show.
He would have creamed in his jeans.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. What else is left after this? The live looking. Well, did we have any other things to talk about tonight about the Rangers? Well, we were going through the grades there.
Working through the roster, yeah.
Through the roster. Are you sad? Well, we didn't announce this, that Matt Zuccarello was signed with the KHL team for 2 years. That's almost confirmed. We think it's confirmed. At least I saw a link. It was confirmed that he is signed with a KHL team. So I don't know. What do you think? What do you think about that? You think on a personal level, you think it's a bad move by Zuc, who's really seriously? I think he can play in NHL. Why is he going to the KHL?
Money. Why does anybody go to the KHL? I mean, really, why does anybody go to the KHL?
I mean,
maybe he wants to fly in dangerous airplanes. I don't know. He likes living dangerously over there.
Well, living in Hartford's pretty dangerous.
Well, that's true. That's true. I'm not going to get all misty about the loss of the great Matt Zuccarello.
Underused by
his coach, I do believe that. But
yeah,
you know,
yeah, definitely.
You know, I don't think he got a fair shake. Like, a lot of guys don't get fair shakes with this coach. You know?
Joe Catronia says, says that Zuccarello tweeted, New York Ranger fans, it's been amazing playing in front of you guys. Thanks. I'm going to miss you. You're the best. Thanks, Rangers, for 2 good years. And F you, Joe, at the end of it.
F you. Joe. F you, Catroni. Everybody's tagline from now on. F Catroni.
Yeah, we should get that trending. Catronius.
It's a new hashtag on Twitter. Fuck Catroni. You know, like, stop Coney? Stop Catroni.
We'll have a lot of fun tonight. We got it. I mean, listen. Pain is still there, and I heard they fixed the boards at the Garden today. The penalty box is ready for next season. So it's an amazing night here in New York, and we're having a lot of fun. And we'll see. You know, my diagnosis for the Rangers in order to get better, obviously, we need to score more goals. Tortorella even has spoken up about that he would like to have more goal scoring, you know. But, he sends me mixed signals. I've always said when things are going smooth, he's kind of level-headed and real nice. But when they lose and things go bad, he's a sore loser. I think he's a really good coach, but he's a sore loser. He needs to go, like, to some kind of class. I think he acts very immature. There's no defense the way he acts. No defense, as far as I'm concerned. I like the fact he's outspoken and he says his mind when he attacks the other team, the other coach. But when he starts, when you start eating your own in the media, and that's not good. Well, next he's going to be calling the fans stupid for booing the power play when they don't shoot. You know. I don't know. So let's hope the Devils get freaking ousted in 4. We all can freaking get on with it.
Yeah. Get on with the offseason. Start fitting Parisi for his jersey.
So, really? So, ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the end of another broadcast.
Yeah, we're going to call this in an hour. I know we're scheduled for 90 minutes, but...
And don't worry, we're gonna have more programming.
We'll have more Blue Shirt Underground Radio. We'll do some graveyard shifts. Those were a lot of fun. Maybe we'll see if Russ Cohen's available one night next week. Do a little draft. Are you too early for that, or
a little too early? We'll wait for the playoffs.
Too soon.
Too soon. Plus, we're drafting so late. It's not going to have the same thing. But he'll just come on and bash Dabber. I don't want to hear none of that. So.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, everybody. Sorry for the 15 minutes of Met talk, but we're longtime Met fans, and we don't get many opportunities to be happy, so this is one of them.
Okay. Good night.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Meet the Met. Step right up and greet the Met. Bring your kitty, bring your wife. Guaranteed to have the time of your life, because the Met are really socking the ball, knocking those home runs over the wall. East side, west side, everybody coming down to meet the M-E-T-S Met of New York town. Oh, the butcher and the baker and the people on the streets, where do they go? To meet the Met! Oh, they're hollering and cheering and they're jumping in their seats, where do they go? To meet the Met! All those fans are true to the orange and blue, so hurry up and come on down, 'cause we got